Sports Radio 92.9 A Game, finishing up here on the morning shift. It's 8:41 a.m. Hopefully you guys are adjusting to the new summer schedules and the ride in or whatever else is going on in your life. My wife is, I don't know, she's about an hour and a half later taking the kids to daycare these days because as she works in public school, she's like, you know what, summertime, we're just chilling. That's kids are nice. Also on a part-time daycare schedule right now, only going 3 days a week, which has started off choppy, I'll be honest with you.
Have the complaints started?
That weekend, so we ended up switching last week, Thursday for Friday. So they didn't go to school Friday. And then, you know, by the time Sunday hits, you're like, dude, y'all been here a long time.
Cabin fever.
Like, y'all been here a long time. So, yeah, had a little bit of that over the weekend. But hopefully everybody else is, enjoying the less crowded roads, hopefully. You know, not as many school buses. You're not stopping every 10 feet when you leave your house in the morning. Thank you so much for coming along the ride with us this morning. A lot of fun conversation about Kyle Pitts and the Atlanta Braves. And Bo thinks that Brian Snicker is just, you know, he doesn't really have a role with the Braves, I guess.
Don't, you know what? I'm sick of being misrepresented by you and others. That's not what I said.
He's just paddling the canoe along.
No, I'm telling you, if you think that Brian Snicker throwing a nutty once a week is a difference in this team winning 101 games, then you're sadly mistaken.
Is that really a word?
Throwing a nutty?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I just used
make it. Up?
I mean,
okay,
it makes sense. You got it, right?
Yeah.
Well,
it made sense. No, I'm not asking for once a week. Once a month would be fine. I'd be good if he lost his, you know, just got an argument once a month.
Yeah, I just.
It's a little emotion, man.
I think stuff loses its luster when you know it's not real. And I think if Brian Snicker's throwing a nutty once a month, I think you realize it's not real.
You don't think there's one thing per month that you could get mad at and emotional about if you were the manager of the Atlanta Braves? You don't think there's one thing?
You know what's funny is when you and I have a conversation and I'm an animated human being,
yeah.
A very animated person. My voice carries.
You have range. Yeah.
And if I speak a little bit higher in volume, don't raise your voice at me and you like lose your mind. Yet you want the manager, let me finish, which is my personality. It's who I am.
Sure.
You get mad when I'm me at times.
Right.
Yet you want someone else to go out there and not be him, be completely out of character for who he is always. And you think that is going to somehow, and people think, and it's not just you, but they think that's going to be the fuel to the fire for the Braves. To win 100 games, something good. Once a month, he's not himself, completely not himself. Yeah, I think Brian Snicker probably has one blow up every 6 months, but not once a month is completely fabricated, and the players will know it, and it's going to lose its luster probably the second time he does it in a month.
Well, look, we got to get to the NBA. But
do we?
I will just say that I think this team has very much taken on the personality of the skipper. And it just too many times do I watch this team. And maybe it's also the personality of their stars for the most part outside of Ronald Acuna or Michael Harris.
That is more accurate. Well, I don't believe that teams take on personalities of managers.
Only in baseball or you believe that for sports across the board?
Look, I think that in football – it's a little bit different building a roster, and basketball even in some ways building a roster is different than baseball. I mean, baseball is a much more individual based sport.
For sure.
That is looped into a team.
You have a starting pitcher who doesn't even know the rest of the team and he'd still be good.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball is you're looking for 26 individuals to all go do their job. And in the end of the day, and their job is literally completely different, I mean, the most part, than working. They're not working as a unit as much as you think. I mean, they have moments where they work.
Sure.
But in football, you need 11 players at every snap. 11 players have to work as one.
Yep. They'll be on the same page.
And if they don't, you fail. But in baseball, it's not the same. It's just not. So I don't think you construct a team at all the same. When we try to sit here and say, you know, you're not constructing a team based on the personalities or the way they play the game.
I just think when it comes to 162 games and you get in the dog days of summer, that there is a temptation to just go about the motions, just cruise through there. And I think you need personalities. I think you need fire. And I think it starts from the top down. And I don't think the Snicker too many times has seemed so disconnected from this lineup. And I think that's the product we're seeing on the field right now.
Here's the problem. I just don't think it's – I think it is more on the stars of the team. And Ozuna. Sure, Olsen, yeah, in his own way. Austin Riley. Acuna. Yeah. He's back now, okay? Michael Harris. If you're not going to lead with your bat, we do know you lead with your glove. I need a little more person on him. He's a hometown kid. He's got the personality that Olsen doesn't. Right. Olsen's more of a quiet kind of leader, lead by example type of guy. Maybe Michael Harris should be the guy that, or we need him to be the guy.
Yeah, I don't know. He's doing the hip thrust and tongue thing out there. I think he's giving us all he's got right now.
Yeah, but
hold on a second.
If Michael Harris struck out looking, but like Ozuna did yesterday, maybe he should lose it. Why does it just have to be the manager? I guess is my point.
Baseball
to me is if of all the sports, one of the most superstar driven and you know, clubhouse guy driven because of the way that clubhouse is made.
I don't know. Give me multiple.
Well, I think the few times that Brian Snicker has had statements come about, whether it was the Jared Kelenic thing or the other day with Ozzy and saying that, you know, he did it on his own. I feel like everyone has harped on him quite a bit to the point where Brian Snicker's probably like, I'm not saying anything.
Yeah, maybe.
Because nothing I say is right.
Yeah, maybe. Unfortunately, you're the manager of the Atlanta Braves, so it kind of comes with the territory. We do need to hit the NBA playoffs, Allie, before we get to Life Squid.
Yeah, the Eastern Conference happened Saturday night. Pacers eliminated the Knicks, bringing the series 4-2. Pascal Siakam had 31 points. Tyrese Halliburton had 21. Final score, 125-108. So, no, not Knicks in seven. Sorry, Dylan. Not going to happen.
Yeah, Tyrese Halliburton had 21, but no MVP trophy.
I mean, I'm still a little bit more blown away that Dylan was pulling for a major market team to win over a small market for I don't even know what reason. Also, a team that spit on our superstar. Or, excuse me, their fans that spit on our superstar.
I'll say this. I more so wanted the Knicks to come back when the Timberwolves had a chance because the finals that I wanted to see was Timberwolves-Knicks. I thought that would have been probably the most fun finals, probably the most, for lack of a better term, sexy finals. Mm. But with OKC
Why would that be more fun? Sexy, I hear it. It would be definitely sexy for the TV networks. But I'm not sure how it'd be more fun because I think you got the two hottest teams in basketball for sure. There's no doubting that.
Yes.
But you got the best team all year from start to finish, and one of the top three, four they were the fourth seed, but they were pretty good all year too.
Yeah, and to your point, Bo, the Indiana Pacers are playing their best basketball right now, without a doubt. And like you said, the Thunder have been the best team the whole season. So with that and saying all that, after thinking, like I said, long and hard about it and knowing, you know, talking to some people on the basketball court, I actually am fond of this finals matchup because I do think it will provide a good product. While a lot of people might not be interested in the small market towns, I do think it'll be a fun matchup when it comes to the product we get on the court.
I'm glad you thought long and hard about it.
I did.
Pause. Anyways.
15% off all your orders at Baron Burton's or for Baron Burton's W Sauce, if you go to wsauce.com and use the promo code
Squid.
SQUID, Allie.
There you go.
See? She gets it. Just look at her and she speaks. That's what we need to do. And also, my friends at New Realm Brewing, Owl and Lager is the official beer of. I guess we have pretty
much. You didn't look at me.
I looked at Allie. Kennesaw State Athletics.
I just want to make sure you get it right. I'm just watching you get it right.
Yeah, so it's phenomenal. Also, real quick, if you guys want to hang out with us at Sports Radio 910 The Game's third annual Father's Day dinner, well, it's a coming, and we want you to join us. That's Friday, June 13th at Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar Perimeter as we celebrate Father's Day with you. You can go to 929thegame.com. Click the contest page and tell us why you want to treat your dad to a special dinner with the 929 The Game staff. Or you can tell us why you want to bring your grandfather, your kid, your coach, anyone important in your life. It's all presented to you by Atlanta Motor Speedway, where NASCAR returns, Mike.
Boogity, boogity, boogity. Let's go racing.
June 28th for the Quaker State 400, available at Walmart. And brought to you by Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar. Eat, drink, and good times. So make sure you enter for your chance to win at
929thegame.com.
That's right. Odell Beckham Jr. was on some kind of show on Paramount Plus and CBS Sports. It was what?
It's not some kind of show. I don't know what it was.
It looked like a soccer broadcast because it had
might have been.
It might be. It had the French dude that used to play and headbutted people. I think
Zidane. Henry, mean Zidane?
No, it wasn't Zidane. It was the other guy, Henry or whatever.
Thierry Henry.
Yeah, Henry. He was talking about his departure from the New York football Giants.
For me, it's like the New York Giants. Like, I never, ever wanted to leave the New York Giants. The reason you heard me talking about what was going on is because I was pissed because where I come from in college, if we lost one game, our season was over. This was an organization I got drafted to. They believed in me. So if the Giants went and won a Super Bowl, I would be happy. But deep down inside,
you're like,
I wanted to be the one.
You wanted the one to bring one.
No question.
Another one.
So it's definitely, you'll always hold that. But then, you know, if someone like me, I went to the LA Rams, won a Super Bowl, you know.
you know.
You know what I mean? But like, I still, you just want that.
So that's why he acted like a jerk on the sidelines and, you know, did the, I guess, did the boat, the little boat party before the playoff game in New York because he wanted to win a Super Bowl. He just didn't want to lose one game. So he's going to, you know, kicking nets over or headbutt him or whatever the hell it was he did. Yeah. I love how he put in there that he joined the Rams and won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It was all him. He did play well. Don't get me wrong, but yeah, it was all Odell.
I got to tell you, man, Odell, I was such a big fan of his for a long time. The whole plane video of him being in first class and then like making everybody deboard. Have y'all ever seen that?
No.
Yes. Oh, unfortunately, gosh. I have watched that.
He acted like a complete moron to trash talk everybody that was mad at him because they're all having to get off the plane. And he's going, "Yeah, you can trash talk you want to. I'm flying a private jet when I get off this thing." And it's like, dude, you lost me with that one.
Let me tell you
completely
something.
Completely lost me with that one.
Why, or let me ask you, both of you, why is it when people get in an airport or an airplane, they lose their ever-loving
mind? High stress situation.
I don't know. It's insane, though. Yeah.
The only thing that makes me stress is everyone else at the airport. Like, the flying thing doesn't bother me. And on it, I really don't. It's nothing. The airport's not hard. We make it hard by how the majority of people there act. But I mean, you just show up with you know what it is? It's where you have to be an adult and where you realize that most people can't be one. Show up on time. Imagine that. You just treat people with respect. Imagine that.
Follow the rules.
Yeah. But no, we can't do those. Any of those things, apparently, as a society. Anyways, I don't know how I went down on the airport rant.
Shout out to Odell for that one. That's going to do it for us here on The Morning Shift. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll be back tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., same time, same place. Till then, make sure you
stay cool, Atlanta.